time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Students with USU Eastern. And man, we've got a lot. We've got graduation coming up. We've got the deadline for the student housing and meal grant that's coming up. And we're just got a lot of summer programs that are getting ready to start. You can register for summer session. You can register for fall right now. Lots of things. Even though school's getting ready to end, Kevin, it's still pretty busy up there. And how are things going up there?
Things are going great. Thanks for having me on today, Dave. I appreciate it.
No worries whatsoever. Let's talk a little bit about how things are going on campus. Because, yeah, you guys are getting ready to wrap up your spring semester. Graduation is right around the corner. When is the last day of classwork for this semester?
Yeah, so students are preparing and wrapping up their finals. Our commencement's this Saturday at 10 a.m. We have 320 students who qualify for graduation. Hopefully they'll come join us at commencement. Not all of them come and walk, but a large portion of them do, and it's just a great time to honor their accomplishments and hit this milestone.
And that's across the board. That's not just associate's degrees. That's associates, that's bachelor's, that's everything, right?
That's the works, yep. From certificates on through PhDs.
So, and the great thing about our school right here, USU Eastern, that we talk about all the time, is that you have the ability to get those degrees right here in Price.
It's so awesome. Yeah, whether you want a certificate, whether you just want to come audit a class, maybe come throw some pots in a ceramics course, or have a specific interest in a topic, we can help you out. We have a wide variety of offerings to help folks out.
And you can do all those things. That's always the most fascinating one to me, is auditing a class. And maybe people have heard it but don't realize what that means. So why don't you give them a crash course on auditing a class?
Yeah, auditing means you're coming and getting exposure to the content and material of the course, but not really seeking a grade.
I think the greatest thing to do as far as auditing classes was find something that interests you and go and sit in on that class. And then maybe it will interest you so much that you're like, you know what? I'm going to keep pursuing this. And that's, I would imagine, the majority of the reason why you guys allow people to go audit classes.
Yeah, for interest, for exposure, just for something to do. But if you're a desire, I mean, if you're thinking, I want the credit for this class, maybe I'll use it down the road, you don't need auto. You can come and just register for a class and take the class. The credit will go on your transcript and it'll be there. Transcripts are like diamonds. They're forever.
They don't go anywhere. So let's talk for a moment. If you want to go to school, you guys are registering right now for summer and fall semester both.
Both, yep. So those registration periods run simultaneous. And so you can come and register for summer classes. Summer is a great semester. It's a little bit low key. It's a little bit faster pace because of the time frame we have. But we have a lot of students who maybe they moved out of the area and are coming home for the summer. They can jump into USU Eastern and take a couple summer classes that we could transfer out. Or again, if you're looking for something to do this summer, come grab a class at USU Eastern.
And that's the great thing about a summer semester is it's compressed. So you're going through a lot of topics, but you still are going to get the same amount of credits you would get if you went the full like fall semester.
Absolutely. One of the best things about summer, in my opinion, is sometimes I took some summer courses and it was nice. We'd cover the content Monday through Thursday, and then on Friday we'd test on the content. So it was fresh in my mind. I didn't have to think back 2 to 3 weeks of what was that all about? And I really enjoyed my summer coursework.
And not only that, but yeah, it keeps it fresh in your mind. You still get the time in the classroom to learn what you need to learn out of that class. So you can register for summer semester now, but when does summer semester begin?
Yeah, summer begins May 9th. And so if you want to jump into that, that's a great time.
And you can get registered for that now. And then also fall semester at the same time, you can register for both of them. And that begins on?
August 29th.
We talk about it like it's you know, a long ways away, but it's really not. Once you get into the summer months, it's going to fly right by. So if you are a first-time student there, there's a couple of things that are available to you, and I would imagine that the first place to stop is one-stop student centers.
That's correct, yep. That's where you can get all your questions answered. So you can jump on our website, a lot of good information on the website. You can call our it's 435-613-5000 number, or come by campus and stop by the One Stop, and they'll take care of you.
And get everything started. Now, we wanted to speak for just a brief moment on this student housing grant that is available if you're looking at going, and the deadline is coming up on it. So let's talk about that, and then when is the deadline?
Yeah, so the deadline for that is this Friday. And the reason for the deadline is that's the deadline they put on the funds. We actually have to distribute the funds by this weekend. And in order to be eligible, you have to apply, register for classes, and set up a direct deposit so we can distribute the housing and dining grant into your account.
So you've got just a couple of days to do that. And this, what do you have to be to apply to, you know, hit the requirements on that?
You just need one class day.
Okay.
And so as long as you're registered for one class, even if you're going to add other classes later, if you register for one class by this weekend, you'll be eligible. So you need to be a first-time student. So it's not for continuing students, unfortunately. I've heard already from students are a little bummed about that, but it is for incoming brand new students to USU Eastern, and register for one class and set up the deposit and the dollars will show up.
So they'll show up, but they don't have to use them until fall, even if they want to, correct?
Correct, yep. So we'll distribute the dollars. You do have to go in and accept them as well. So watch your email and we'll get that
acceptance notice out. Once again, free money. And who doesn't want free money, right?
$1,200.
That's right. So we've got that coming. And yeah, One Stop is the best place for you to begin all of your, you know, wanting to get into school, your registration, your financial aid, all of that good stuff. You can all find that at One Stop. Before we leave, there is one thing I want to discuss really quickly with you. And with summer coming up, it's almost time for sports camps.
Oh, good point. Yes, thank you, Dave, for bringing that up.
And you know, I know that right now I've seen things on like the volleyball, and I've seen a girls' basketball clinics that are coming up. If anybody wants information on that, what do they need to do?
Yeah, the best, call Ben Jones at our BDAC. He's our administrative assistant for athletics, and he can get you all the information.
And get you where you need to go. All right.
Also, Facebook. They post those camps out on Facebook, so if you go to USU Athletics on Facebook, you'll be able to follow. I know for sure we're offering a basketball camp and a volleyball camp, as you mentioned. We'd love to have you participate.
Get in there, and you know what? If you got a child that is involved in these sports right now, get them in there, and you never know what could happen. If you've got a budding volleyball or basketball player, it could turn into something. It could turn into something at USU Eastern.
Yep, we'd love to have them. Thanks, Dave.
All right. So once again, Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time. And I'm going to let you get back up to it because you're going to start walking down the aisle here in a couple of days.
Yeah, we're going to go practice and looking forward to Saturday. It's going to be great.
Once again, we've been talking with Kevin Hurst, the director of students up at USU Eastern. Get on up there. If you're interested in going to school, head to the One Stop and they will take care of everything else. Once again, Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.